is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You're going to join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find there, totally free. freetalklive.com. So we said we're going to talk about the environment tonight. And Johnson, because you brought in some interesting information, we're going to explain, essentially, why it is that the environmental movement is, well, they're a little off.
Well, I don't know. That's not really the way I want to approach it. That's not really what I'm saying.
Well, they think corporations are destroying the environment.
That's part of it.
I think they're a little bit off on that.
I definitely think that they're a little bit off on that. But I think that the bigger issue is that I want to talk about is just that, you know, we obviously libertarians are on both extreme sides of the fence. We're extreme left and extreme right. And I think that a lot of the times we take things in a way that we put off some liberal listeners who listen to the show, and it's just there are some issues that the more socialist, more collectivist people have been just screaming about recently, and I just, you know, I want to make some points, and I want to talk about things, just the environment and things lately, about how, you know, somebody who has a liberal bent can become a libertarian, because I think a lot of, you know, I've just been seeing a lot lately, a lot of people who are a little bit more liberal being turned off by the party, because we have a lot of very conservative spokesmen for the party right now, and it's making me sad, because
yeah,
we have people like Larry Elder. He's a warmonger, he's a libertarian.
He's not a spokesman for the party.
Well, no, I'm just, well, he is, because he calls himself a libertarian.
Anyone who's
out there publicly calling themselves a libertarian is a spokesperson for the party. Neil Bortz is a spokesperson for the party. I don't want him to be, but there isn't anything I can do about it.
Well,
he's calling himself a libertarian.
We can do something. We can do Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's true.
Provide an alternative.
You know, but he's out there calling himself a libertarian. So there are lots and lots of people who are being exposed to Neil Bortz and
thinking that we're warmongers.
Yeah, they just think that's what libertarianism is about because of Neil Bortz or because of Larry Elder.
Good point.
You know, because of all these talk show hosts that don't sound any different than your Rush Limbaugh and your, you know, whoever else, Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly.
Except they want drug legalization.
They're saying most of the same things. Yeah, except for they want drug legalization.
Right. You know, hence the nomenclature, libertarians are just Republicans that smoke pot.
Do they talk?
Angry hippies.
Do they talk much? I mean, I don't have a chance to listen to much other radio besides our own show, but do they talk much about the environment at all on those shows?
No.
Or do they attack the environmental wackos like most conservative shows do? Now, look, the people that care about the environment aren't necessarily wackos. They just are misled. They're approaching the issue from the wrong direction. These people believe that they can fix the environment using governmental edicts, governmental mandates, when in fact we've discovered that the government is the largest polluter in America.
But one of the things, I think one of the best ways to kick us off is to talk about a person who... She's most well known for, she has a book out that just specifically addresses a lot of liberal issues, and she's known very much for her caring attitude, for being very, very gentle in her approach to libertarianism. And her name is Mary Ruart.
Dr. Mary Ruart, she wrote Healing Our World.
Which is actually also available for free on her website, ruart.org.
It's a 1990s version.
Yeah,
there's an updated version which is well worth the money.
Right. Yeah, I bought it as well.
It's one of my favorite books. We recommend it at freetalklive.com.
I think it's one of the best. I mean, that's second only maybe to Why Government Doesn't Work.
I think they're about tied.
Yeah.
I think Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work really takes libertarianism and sells it hard to the conservative crowd, and I think Mary Ruart's book sells libertarianism pretty hard to the liberal crowd.
Yeah.
So I think they're very complimentary books in that way. Well, you pointed out an article by Mary Ruart appearing on lewrockwell.com.
And you can just see in her writing style, when we're going to read this, I mean, you can see how she's just like a gentle person. I mean, the way she talks, I mean, it almost sounds like, I don't know, I'm sure anyone who is very liberal is going to understand what I'm talking about.
How I became a libertarian, Mary Ruart. My journey to liberty began at the tender age of 7, when I fell madly in love with Walt Disney's rendition of General Francis Marion.
I mean, see, she starts out with Disney.
This legendary Southern freedom fighter harassed the British during the Revolutionary War and became known as the elusive Swamp Fox. My infatuation was not simply with the hero of the television show played by Leslie Nielsen. However, somehow the concept of freedom, poorly understood by my 7-year-old mind, drew me like a magnet. After I'd exhausted everything that the library had on the Swamp Fox, I began reading accounts of the American Revolution, just to gain a better understanding of what my hero had been up against. My history classes dealing with the foundation of our nation were disappointing, however. They dealt with prominent battles and dates and not with the true meaning of liberty. Consequently, throughout high school, I still equated liberty with democracy.
Yeah.
My first introduction to hardcore libertarian concepts was in my freshman year of college when a friend insisted that I read Atlas Shrugged. Although I enjoyed the book immensely, I was concerned with its apparent lack of compassion. Raised as a Catholic, I couldn't reconcile the concept of ending tax-supported welfare with Christ's admonition to love our neighbors.
Mm.
Considering this dilemma, I suddenly became aware of a pivotal point. Although refusing to help others might not be very loving, pointing guns at our neighbors to force them to help those in need was even less so. Honoring our neighbor's choice was more loving than the forcible alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the neighbor's choice is lousy in your opinion, it's more loving of you to allow them to choose a poor choice. If people needed helping, I should expend my energy to offer that help rather than forcing others to provide it.
Right. So, because if you don't pay your taxes, somebody's going to come and get you and put you in jail at some point or another.
That's not very compassionate.
No. And that's what she means by pointing guns at people, because it's going to have guys with guns are going to come and put you in jail.
Yep.
And instead of somebody coming to your door and say, knock, 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 I'm here with ABC Charity, and we really want to help the children. Could you donate some money? No, instead they say, you know, you've got to pay.
Give it over or else.
Or else, yeah. Or else you go to jail.
In the next couple of years, I quickly went from an objectivist to an anarchist. In the late 1960s, Morris and Linda Tannehill lived in East Lansing, Michigan area, where I was going to school. Through the friend who encouraged me to read Ayn Rand's books, I met this fascinating couple and obtained their copy of their libertarian anarchist book, The Market for Liberty. I was easily won over to anarchy. For the next several years, or as I like to call it, the free market. Although philosophically a libertarian, I wasn't even aware of the term. I finally discovered the party in the early 1980s. For me, libertarianism continues to be an evolution. As I detail in my book, Healing Our World, all paths, whether spiritual, practical, rational, or humanitarian, appear to lead to liberty, where these separate modalities become intertwined. Perhaps we truly are hardwired for freedom, so that nothing less will do. Are we hardwired for freedom? I don't know about that.
I think everybody's hardwired to want freedom, but they tend to work against it, or at least they're convinced to work against it.
You know, I don't know. It seems like
they're hardwired for security. Almost.
Yeah, all of humanity has always lived under a strongman rule.
We're hardwired for leadership, hardwired to be told how to live.
If only to have something to rebel against.
Well, I think naturally everyone wants liberty, though.
I don't know
I think
about
there's
that.
A want... Well... You don't always take
you
actions.
You want to do what you want to do.
Yeah, you don't always take actions in the way that you know.
Maybe they only
something that you want.
Maybe they only realize they want it if their liberty is being oppressed. Maybe
right.
Once. Maybe they only come to the realization that what they want is liberty when they realize they've lost the liberties that they want to have.
See, for example, I can relate to this statement. A lot of people, like to be. They want to be thin and attractive, but they eat like fat pigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Just
with your two diet Dr. Peppers.
But there are just things that people don't always act in the way that they there are certain things that they do that are just come natural to them, but what they want is different. You know,
do as I say, not as I do.
Right, right. Or sometimes it's the same thing. You know, they don't do as they say. You know, that statement normally refers to, me doing something and then you doing something else. You know, in other words, if I say do as I say, not do as I do, I'd be talking to someone else. But in this case, they're talking to themselves.
True.
You know? They're not doing what their own, they're not acting in their own, following their own advice.
I like Murray Rourke's point that if you want to be compassionate, you cannot support government force. And that, I think, is where we need to get the socialists of the world to come to the realization that they're wrong.
Well, the socialists of the world have been screaming about some other things going on, especially gas prices recently, and I would like to address that.
That's right. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, there was a protest demanding that we lock down the prices to 99 cents a gallon, and we'll explore gasoline a little bit here in a moment. It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Trivibes from Trivortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Trivibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you get them for free right there on the front page of the website. There are no hoops to jump through. There's no membership fee. You just go and download them. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we're talking about bringing, just in general, we're talking about bringing socialists, bringing Democrats, bringing liberals over to the libertarian side of things. I mean, these are people that are involved in politics because they care about people, allegedly. I mean, the typical party line of the Democrats is, well, what about the poor people? You know, we've got to help them out. What about the environment? We've got to save it. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with helping poor people, and there's nothing wrong with protecting the environment. What's wrong is the methods that they're trying to do it with. And it's okay. They don't know any better.
Sure.
I mean, they were taught from birth, essentially, that government is man's answer to all of the problems in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's natural for them to turn towards government when they see a problem and they want a solution. They think that only government can provide these solutions.
God knows we couldn't solve any problems without the government getting involved.
When, in fact, every issue, when you look at it closely, you'll discover that the government actually makes the problems worse. The government doesn't save the environment. The government makes the environment worse off because it leases land to different companies. The government owns tons of land in the United States. It leases the land out, which means that the companies that are leasing it are essentially renters, so they don't care about the land they're leasing, so therefore you've got clear-cutting going on, you've got environmental destruction going on, because they don't have to sell that land when they're done with it, so they don't care about it.
They don't have an investment in it.
If, right.
In all likelihood, they would take better care of it, and if they didn't, there's still lawsuits. I mean, lawsuits are still an answer for that sort of thing.
And how about the government being the number one polluter in America? I mean, it's a bigger polluter than the four top corporate polluters combined.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're turning to this organization to save the environment? There must be another answer.
Well, the government's a number one on a lot of things, and that's kind of what I want to address here. But a lot of these liberals are screaming right now, screaming about the fact that Exxon turned profits of $8 billion.
Right, in 3 months.
In 3 months.
Which is a profit margin
right,
of 10%.
Right, which last year they did $10 billion, I believe, in the same period of time.
Which was a profit margin of, like, 10%.
Right, exactly. it's 9.5 cents per gallon.
That's what their profit is? We were asking that, which you asked about that, I think, last night, is how much do the wholesalers make?
9.5% per profit. Per gallon. Let me go into this here. It says, okay, as criticism grows over rising gas prices, ExxonMobil announces billions of dollars in profits. One of the nation's top oil companies, ExxonMobil, announced its first quarter profits of over $8 billion. Release of these results comes as industry is facing a rising tide of political pressure connected to the sharp increase in gasoline prices across the nation, as consumers continue to pay nearly $3 a gallon at the pump.
I'm paying $3 a gallon.
Yep, I am as well.
Here.
Yep, a lot of people up in
people
the north.
In Montana, they're only paying $2.50 or so.
Yeah.
It's got to be more expensive to get it to Montana than it does to Florida.
They must
We've
not
got
have
water
much regulation,
here.
Dude.
Yeah.
I saw a map with, it was a colorful,
yeah,
pretty
I
map
saw
with
that map as well.
Green and red and yellow and the hotter
Florida,
the color,
California, and the Northeast.
Right.
Everywhere else is pretty much
New
where
York, the demand is.
New York and California, the most socialist states, were the reddest of the states.
Yeah.
They were the ones with the highest prices.
Well, Red Cavney, of the American Petroleum Institute, says the industry has done, frankly, a lousy job in the last couple of decades explaining to people what it takes to be competitive in this industry. Many local drivers would probably like to hear that explanation as driver prices at the pump show no sign of coming down.
Mm-mm.
Many people say they don't know what to think or who to blame for the situation.
Blame government.
The prices at the pump are hard enough to swallow, but many local drivers say those huge profits leave a bad taste in their mouths. Filling up at the tank is fueling frustration around town as drivers struggle to make sense of those multi-billion-dollar profits. Rich Borowski, frustrated with fuel prices, says it's hard because we're all trying to make ends meet and pay what we need to pay, and they're bringing in these record profits.
At 10 cents a gallon. But government, if you count local, state,
well,
county, and all that
stuff. Let me keep going here. Len Salvia, frustrated with the fuel prices, says, it makes me feel terrible, but I don't know what I can do about it.
Well, you know, all this really has more to do with the news misreporting this and slanting it against these companies and the people just taking it down, being spoon-fed this bad information.
Give them a chance. This is from Channel 6 News. I'm not even sure where out of. Some local news company. Well, it says, that's because while the big oil companies are raking in the dough, drivers have had no choice but to keep digging deeper in their wallets. With a 25-gallon tank in her SUV, Miss Molly Hidley says she can't afford to dwell on these oil CEOs' paychecks, so she just ignores them. Molly says, Just don't focus on it as I'm hemorrhaging money into my car. While Hitler can turn a blind eye, that's just not the case for Jim Little. He owns a mobile station and says sky-high oil profits don't trickle down to his level. In fact, high gas prices could put him out of business. Jim Little H&H Mobile owner says, I have to count entirely on my Snickers sales.
Wow. That's true.
My towing and my auto repair business.
Sure.
Jim's as fed up as most drivers, so much that he's planning to end his contract with Mobile and become an independent station. So, while very few drivers applaud the oil companies for their huge windfall, most just want to know why the pain at the pump doesn't seem to be hurting those at the top. When compared with other publicly traded companies, though, it turns out, oil company profits are low on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Pohl,
Their profit margins are. An
investment counselor with Pohl & Associates in Lansing says this year that the petroleum industry's profits are 8.6%. But compare that with residential industry and building at 14.7%.
Right.
The food industry and meat products at 13.12%. The financial industry and mortgage services at 12.53%.
But Free Talk Live at 0%.
0%.
The industry and insurance.
Going down.
The industry and property and casualty at 9.09%. Pohl just says it feels like drivers are being gouged because we see those gas prices creep up on a daily basis. Well, liberals, why do you think those gas prices are creeping up? Because while the Exxon might be charging you 9.5% per gallon.
9.5 cents per gallon.
Name a state, guys.
Florida. Rhode Island.
Florida. Florida is charging you 48 cents per gallon in Texas.
Oh.
But why isn't anyone screaming about the government's taking that much money? I mean, aren't they driving up the prices?
Well, we need roads, Johnson. We need roads.
We need gas to
drive. If Exxon made $8 billion, well, the government made five times that much.
Ooh, that's an interesting
point. State government. Now, don't forget that each county and
city
and all that have...
No, this is the combined taxes is what I'm reading.
Well, there's no way to do that. Because
it's the federal. Yes, it is. They've added it all up.
State and federal.
They added it up. There's a chart here that adds up state and federal.
Wait a second, Johnson. Wait a second. I understand. It's state and federal. I gotcha. But we're talking about there's city and county taxes on these things, too.
Well, this is adding up. Well, okay, maybe they're in.
Because if you go to St.
Maybe in cities, but this is adding it up for a general state where they add up state excise tax, other state taxes, and then total state.
It would be
taxes.
Impossible to do a comparison of every county
in
America.
Well, it'd be too much. Who would want to read it on the radio?
Right. Exactly. But I can just name, a couple states. It's on average, it's anywhere between 40 and 50 cents.
Right. So the real criminals are the government.
Just a ridiculous amount of money.
And what we're going to share with you coming up here is how it is that the greedy capitalists might actually be able to save the environment and make a profit at the same time. All coming up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Peter Piper can pick a peck of pickled peppers, but has he ever parallel parked a Pontiac at a picnic? Pretty problematic. When I come back, I'll properly parlay your parallel parking predicament.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Peter recites poetry at picnics.
but when parallel parking, it's probably profanity. Luckily, one of Toyota's affiliate groups is working on the solution, a semi-automatic parking system. The intelligent parking assistant uses a rear-view camera to display the parking spot onto a dashboard screen. Electronics then take over the steering and throttle, turning and easing your car into the space. Although the feature is currently being tested in Japan, it won't be available here for several years. Then, how will driver's ed instructors proficiently prod their progeny? Poof! I'm out of here. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system, over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So we were just talking about the reality of the gas price situation here in America. If you believe the headlines, the oil companies are evil, and they're making evil amounts of profits. But when you actually dig a little bit deeper, not, you don't really have to dig that much further. When you look at the statistics from a different perspective,
the real people that are gouging your pocket is the government, taking five times what the oil companies are taking
for on average. Yes, as you pointed out, we're not losing, the profit of the oil companies is on average 9.9 cents per gallon.
Right.
So that's not a big profit. I mean, on a product that's $3 per gallon. I mean,
how much do you think? I wonder what the profit is on milk per gallon.
Ooh, they've got built-in profits. They've got profits that are built in by government regulation. We've talked about the milk industry. There are heavy regulations and guaranteed profits in that business. Let's see, 9 cents out of 300 cents, that's 3%. That's a 3% profit.
Mm-hmm.
9 cents out of 300 cents? Oh, yeah.
Right. Now, of course, it's different because that's the retail value. Who knows what they're selling it to the stations at, but it's not much lower than $3 a gallon.
Well, stations make between 1 and 5 cents.
Right. And I don't know how many hands it passes through between Exxon and the stations. I don't know if it goes through a wholesaler between Exxon, the wholesaler, and the station. I'm not sure how the business model works. But nonetheless, 9 cents a gallon is not a very large profit. Now, how does
imagine
it get
if
to,
your gas costs 9 cents a gallon.
How does it get to $8 billion? Well, it's because it's everywhere. It's because it's a product that's used throughout the nation, and so they just have such huge volume that 10 cents is 10 cents times 10 cents times 1,300,000 people.
Sure, if you can make a penny on 1,000,000 sales a day, that's $100,000 or something.
Right.
No, $10,000?
That's a lot.
I don't know.
It's a lot. So that's what volume is all about. That's how grocery stores make all their money. There's some products in the grocery stores that have a decent markup, but some of them there's not much at all. They can only make money on a huge amount of people coming into the store and leaving.
Right.
And as you pointed out, Johnson, other industries make far more profit on a percentage basis than the oil companies do. So really, there's no problem at all with the $8 billion profits, especially if you put it in the perspective that we did last night, and that is that these companies lost money for a number of years after they invested in their businesses. Nobody talks about that.
I'm not going to go so far as to say there's no problem with it. I do think that it would
What's
be nice.
The problem?
Well, I do think it would be nice if the oil companies could do more to relax the weight on American people's profits. I mean,
but they can't.
Well,
they could.
If they're pulling in billions of dollars, they can.
They could push for deregulation, but then again, that would open them up to market competition.
And who would do that?
Right.
Which is their problem. I mean, the fact that they don't have market competition is leading them to being investigated by the Fed.
That's true.
And so the fact that they teamed up with government a long time ago is coming back to bite them now.
And it always will.
So what we're going to tell you about here in a moment is how it is. Now, I know liberals are going to find this hard to believe. how it is that Walmart might actually be able to help save the environment. We'll explore here in a moment, but first we go to the phones to The Rebel in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Actually, I was calling. I had a two-part question.
Sure.
First of all, I kind of wanted to... I know, man, was kind of a waitlister, and I was kind of trying to see what his bench was.
How much your bench? Well, it's always the first question is how much is your bench? And the bench is a really unhealthy motion. It's not natural for you. The answer to that is the most I've ever benched is 225 three times and 250 once. So that's the short answer. But if you want to work on your pectoralis major, you want to be doing incline presses rather than bench presses.
I totally agree with that. And, hopefully someday, I move to New Hampshire, we can, get on that or whatnot.
Smack each other in the butt, Jim.
But anyways.
But I've squatted 405.
Oh, damn, but no, my other question was, I'm a Libertarian Party member or whatnot, and, I signed the non-aggression principle, not to use force against anybody trying to, achieve your social or, political goals. So.
Right.
Just by signing that, doesn't that effectively mean that every libertarian who signs that is pretty much an anarcho-capitalist? Because you can't at any point in time in your whole public affairs ever wish or try to have force on anybody else to achieve any sort of mean whatsoever. So
in theory, that's what it means.
Yeah, exactly.
So but there are plenty of people that sign that that pledge that don't adhere to it.
They're either an anarcho-capitalist or a liar, one or the other.
Well, I mean, look at the amount of people in the party that are warmongers, for instance. Look at the amount of people that violate that pledge and that principle all the time.
You're right.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, it really is. Go ahead.
Anything else on your mind?
Many of them would say that the terrorists attacked us, so we had to go in and attack them, and all Arabs are the same, so we must kill them
and
all.
And they would be idiots.
Down to the dogs.
They would be ignorant.
Absolutely.
The Rebel, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. Go pump some iron. 800-259-9231.
We've been getting a lot of love tonight, man, which I miss these calls that make fun of you. It's been a while.
No, wait, that was a making fun of Manwich call?
Oh, I think a little bit. A little bit.
I think you might have been ribbing me a little bit.
It sounded like he really wanted to have a little gym session with
me. He wanted to spot him. He wanted to stand behind him and he wanted to spot you, make sure you were lifting properly.
I want to go
maybe
to the gym with
something on your forehead.
I want to go to the gym with Ian.
No,
so we can have him lift the little pink weights.
Little hand weights.
Let's go to Brian in Virginia. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Brian in Virginia. Going once. Brian.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello.
What's up?
There we go.
You're on, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say your math was a little bit off trying to figure out the... profit that Exxon and those other oil companies are making.
Help
you're
us
saying
out.
It's like 9 cents on $3 a gallon.
No, 9.5 cents per gallon is their profit.
Okay, now to figure out the percentage of that, you have to subtract the taxes.
Ah, true. Good point.
Yes, good point. Yep, that is a good point. So what? It's not 3%. It's more like
6%, something like that.
Yeah. It's more like 6%.
If the profit margin's 8.whatever%, then that's what it should be.
Right.
That's the strange thing.
Good point.
That's what I was sitting here wondering. And
it's probably average from all the different taxes because some states have, like for example, some states like Georgia only have 30.6% taxes or 30.6. Cents on the gallon tax.
And
so it's not
Hawaii.
It's not like half of the price.
Hawaii's got over 50 cents.
Yeah, but Alaska's only got 26.4 cents per gallon. So I mean, it's an average. So the average is probably somewhere around like 30 or 35 or 40 cents per gallon. So it's not half.
True. And some companies make more, and some companies make less. So
there you go.
Averages
8.5. Whatever.
That's the nice thing about Free Talk Live is when we make mistakes on the air,
we get called on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And no other radio show, you won't get through.
No, that's against the talk radio code.
Look at Bill O'Reilly's show. It's like one mistake all the way through.
I also wanted to add in there, too, that one of the big problems that we're having at the gas pump is, obviously we knew it was the politicians, but it's because the politicians won't shut the hell up.
What do you mean?
One of the, I can't remember his exact position, country of Qatar, said if the politicians just shut up, price of the barrels of oil would probably go down about $15.
They're creating a fervor.
You might be right about that. Brian, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
I think we need to create a generator that runs on politicians' hot air.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Can Walmart save the environment? We'll find out. Coming up.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231 and join us online at freetalklive.com where we have live streams. There's the broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. So, we've been talking about the environment. We've been talking about how...
A lot of people liked it the last time when I brought up the, you know, when I defended the whole sustainability issue when you guys were attacking it. And I think that voluntarily, if a company's going to do it voluntarily, it's definitely a good idea.
We weren't attacking sustainability. We were attacking how it's portrayed in the media.
Right.
Okay. So, Walmart. My statement before was that, is it possible... I know the liberals that are listening are going to have a hard time believing this, but is it possible that greedy capitalists might actually be able to save the environment and make a profit at the same time?
I'd say that's the only chance of saving the environment.
I think you're right about that.
I think there's so many ways to increase profit. Every time I see mostly all the environmental stuff out there, it requires a fairly large initial investment and then ridiculous money savings over time.
Well, what is Walmart doing? They're doing a few things, and if you go to their website, and by the way, we're not paid by Walmart. There are things Walmart does I disagree with. I don't like their censorship policies, but, you know, I call it as I see it.
I do like low prices every day.
I do like low prices as well. And, man, they do have them.
They're just rolling back prices all over the place.
And actually, what they're doing here is going to not only help protect the environment, but it's also going to allow them to lower prices. Let me explain. Their trucking fleets is what we're going to focus on here. They're also doing some interesting experimental things to their stores.
Yeah, they're just starting with all these. They just decided to spontaneously start with all these environmentalist experiments. Building buildings in sustainable ways, green architecture, experimenting with new materials.
They don't know if it's going to work out, but they're spending their own profits to find different ways to build stores that make them more environmentally friendly and hopefully save money for them. Save money in power bills. And in the case of their...
Wait, they're trying to... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were just trying to be environmental. They're trying to make money off of it. Evil!
They're trying to save money. Because if they can save money, it lowers their overhead, which means they can lower their prices, and we can all buy more stuff.
Although they wouldn't do anything environmental if there wasn't any profit in, from them, they wouldn't...
Well, they are going to profit from these changes.
Just playing devil's advocate to some of the extreme, awful people out there.
One of the reasons why they're doing it is because it's in consumer demand. I mean, people out there like the idea of helping the environment. Shoppers have obviously told Walmart, hey, you know, can you guys cut back a little bit on your gasoline and your trucking fleet? And Walmart said, you know what, let's do that because we might actually save some money. Here's what they're up to. They have one of the largest private trucking fleets in the world. Gosh, if you've ever driven down the interstate, you know it. Their trucks rely on diesel for fuel. Emissions for all cars and trucks contain carbon dioxide, which pollute the air and may contribute to climate change. To reach our overall commitment to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by 25% compared to doing nothing, we plan to double...
I love how they put that in there, because to some people, Walmart only lowered their emissions 25%. Well, how many did you lower yours in your little car?
Get this. They plan to double their new truck efficiency by 2015. Double the efficiency of a vehicle?
Wow.
Now, that's just amazing. Corporate fleet is another area of restorative practice. We currently have over 100 hybrid vehicles in operation, have requested another 100 for 2007.
Hybrid trucks, too.
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah. How can they
pull? Hybrid semi.
It's amazing.
Get this. These innovations are not only good for the environment, but also for business. We expect they will produce net savings of at least $494 million per year by 2020 and more in later years.
And drive the hybrid market. Drive it.
Oh, yeah.
If Walmart has all hybrid vehicles, that's it. We're hybrid.
As with the
Walmart... single-handedly driving, saving the environment.
Look at that, guys!
Here's the company you hate is driving the driving force behind the ecological changes that you want.
And you don't have to pay for it. They're investing their profits that they've already made to looking into what changes will be the most effective. Unlike the government that just, let's set a task force on this and spend 10 years figuring out what the best thing to do is. Walmart's actually taking their own money, taking the initiative and finding out what works and what doesn't. They're experimenting with different things at their stores. They're going to find out what's most effective, and they're going to implement it. So here's some of the things they've already implemented.
I just want to comment real quick. When I found this site, you know, because we mentioned the whole government versus Walmart dichotomy, when I found this site originally when I was looking for environmental stuff. I came across this Walmart facts site where they have this new, they're trying to, you know, improve their image. They know a lot of people out there think that Walmart is evil.
Right.
And they're trying to do things, you know, to show, look, we're not. We're just a company. And... on there, one of the things that they've got is all the letters that they received for all the stuff that they did during Katrina.
Oh, I bet that's pretty moving.
You know, and there's a lot of stuff on there from officials in the Katrina area. You know, in
people
New Orleans,
thanking them for saving their lives.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you some examples of some of the revolutionary things that they've done just to their truck fleet. They're doing things to their stores as well. We just don't have time to cover that, but. In their new 2007 truck fleet, they've developed some interesting things. Trailer side skirts. These wind skirts under the trailer significantly reduce wind resistance and reduces airflow around the trailer. This results in big fuel economy benefits.
Hmm.
Super single tires. You've seen trucks driving down the road. They usually have dual tires in the backs. You know, you've got your left side and your right side. There's four tires there. Well, Walmart says, let's combine them together. When you combine the two wheels, essentially you get more surface area. Therefore, you get a smoother ride and better fuel economy because of that.
What does that mean,
area?
They combine two wheels? That still looks like it has two wheels there.
Essentially, they have combined the wheels, so therefore the single wheel is not quite as wide as the sum of the two wheels. It gives a smoother ride, a better fuel economy.
Oh, that's right, because they used to have two side-by-side.
Right.
Okay.
As well as improved...
On the same axle.
As well as improved tire wall stiffness. There's a few more things that are pretty interesting, and again, they're doing this on their own. There's no federal government mandate here. They're just exploring ways to make more profit and help the environment. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Moments remain. So if you want to get on, now be the time to call. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We give everything away. If you like the fact that we give you our archives, our live streaming, updates, and more, we'd like for you to become an amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com is where you want to go to learn more about the program. It's simple. You send us $3 a month, and in return, we get more radio stations, we get more internet listeners, we get more publicity. We advertise, we market, and we promote Free Talk Live with your $3 a month, and it's making a huge difference. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, you like Free Talk Live.
We get more. You get more.
You want to see us succeed. You want to see us get this show on more stations so more people can hear the message of freedom and liberty. It's really a selfish donation of $3 that you'll be making. amp.freetalklive.com.
Well, that, and even more so selfish, it's unique in that it's the only program in radio that allows the listeners to buy off ad time.
That's true, because that's
no other radio show doing that.
That's the final goal of the program, is to reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. That's when we reach our goal, and we can do it with your help at amp.freetalklive.com. So, We're talking about Walmart and the changes that they're looking into on their trucking fleet. They're also investigating changes for their stores to make them more environmentally friendly. They're doing this not because the federal government ordered them to, but because, well, consumers are demanding it. People are demanding these things, and also they can benefit. As Walmart, yep. as Walmart has pointed out, they'll save millions of dollars, over $400 million a year they'll save just in trucking costs alone because of making a few changes to their trucks that make them more fuel efficient, that make them more environmentally friendly. And we pointed out they've added side skirts to their vehicles, which mm-hmm. means the wind travel, they're more aerodynamic.
They're cool looking, too. They make the trucks look cool, I think.
Yeah, and they've got super tires, so you've got super Walmart. Well, they've got super tires on their trucks, which makes them just more efficient.
I wonder what the trucks are going to look like. I bet they'll redesign the front of the truck, too, somehow.
Well, that's where the aerodynamic tractor package comes in, making the tractor more aerodynamic. Radically reduces the fuel required to operate the truck.
I bet they're going to go further than that design that we're seeing here, though.
They've got plans into 2015.
It'll be cool looking. Because those side skirts already make the trucks look cooler, but I'm envisioning a design where a really angular front where it almost looks like a bullet train. That'd be cool.
Maybe. Well, according to Walmart, approximately two-thirds of all of the gallons burnt by trucks today can be attributed to overcoming aerodynamic resistance.
Mm.
So it's going to be tremendous.
Because it's a big, giant square.
Right.
Flying down the road.
It's a moving brick.
Yeah. It's a rectangle.
Yeah. So if you can make that, round off more of that rectangle.
It needs to look more like a bullet.
Yeah.
They've also done more. There's an auxiliary power unit. The APU eliminates the use of the main engine for keeping our drivers warm and cool or cool at night. Instead, there's a very small diesel engine in the back of the cab that does the job at optimum efficiency. Therefore, they're saving a substantial amount of fuel. So
they don't keep the whole truck running in order to keep the climate control going.
Perfect example.
And that's what they do. When I took my trip across America in the van, I'd go to truck stops and
run all night long.
Yep. Yeah.
Diesel fuel, whole trucks, all the trucks running all night long.
So now they're going to have one just for the air conditioner,
just a little generator.
Brilliant idea.
I wonder if it'll be electric, too, because they could tie it into the fuel system or whatever.
And all of this motivated by the desire for profit. Now, if you don't like what a company's doing, the neat part about the marketplace is you don't have to shop there. If you like what they're doing, send them your money. They'll do more of it. Spinning in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll be back tomorrow night for the Saturday edition of the show. Be sure you join us then and join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.